The publicity for Albert Nobbs has made sure that much of the planet already knows that Glenn Close plays a woman who's lived as a man for most of her life. I wish I hadn't known that beforehand, because it takes away an element of discovery that might have made this an engaging movie instead of an unrelenting exercise in dreariness. Albert Nobbs makes the all-too-common mistake of confusing misery for emotional and intellectual depth. From the start, Nobbs looks wretched. Albert never smiles, never shows a hint of delight, or even minimal acceptance. He, if we're to consider Albert a he, is a servant in a small hotel in late 19th century Dublin. Albert's all buttoned up in proper Victorian servant's wear. His self-negating manners are impeccable. He's always standing where he should be standing, and even though he's the lead character in the movie, in group scenes, like a good servant, Albert makes himself nearly invisible. At night, on his bed, Albert counts the coins of his tips. He carefully turns up the rug in his bedroom, pulls up a floorboard, and adds the day's money to his secret hoard. He's actually stashed away a fair amount of cash over 30 years. He says he wants to open a tobacco shop. It's odd, though, that Albert knows nothing about tobacco. A friend has to teach him to roll a cigarette. Albert also seems to have no particular interest in tobacco. His choice to become a tobacconist is arbitrary. My sense of Albert Nobbs is that the film barely got past the concept stage. There's all sorts of potential in the idea of a character like Albert, and once in a while a scene shows how the story might have developed. But it never does develop. Ideas are mostly just half-baked. Situations are shaped badly, so that you can't quite figure out what the film's trying to do. Some situations clearly aren't supposed to imply what they do. Albert and his friend Mr. Page take turns having designs on a pretty young girl on the hotel staff. But by the end, you might see these two characters as seriously predatory. But I suspect that reaction comes from undeveloped writing and structure, and not from malicious intent. You know the movie's on Albert's side. You just wish it could be articulate about that essential attitude. It's curious that character Albert Nobbs never once shows any spark or inspiration. Never once does Albert transcend his anonymity or his misery. He never does anything good or kind, either. When the film's over, you can't say that a good person's spirit or character or potential has been squashed, because the movie gives no hint that such qualities exist in this person. Glenn Close brought Albert Nobbs to film because she played the character on stage and the play was a success. She's certainly good in the picture. You can see how this character suppresses all traces of distinction from his person. Maybe the best indicator of Glenn Close's mastery is that you don't doubt that Nobbs is a man. When events make you remember that he's a woman, it's a repeated shock. Mostly, Albert Nobbs is a man, and that's how you take him. But then what? A woman poses as a man her entire life. So what? What's been lost or gained? The film might show how a human being's warped by social conventions. It might really explore how lesbian women hid out in 19th century England and Ireland and live their lives as men. Did that happen? Albert Nobbs, the movie, seems unprepared to do anything but dwell for 2 hours on the least interesting aspects of Albert's life. I'm Howie Moshevitz.